If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
We think about getting money. Too many of us give an outsized weight to the selfish reasons for accumulation. I'll first say there is no problem with driving something better, living in a higher quality home, or eating better foods and affording to do so. What I mean more specifically is the question we've heard before of, would you even know what to do with $1 million if you had it? Will Lucas here, Black Tech Green Money. Super excited to be with you guys for the first new episode 2024. This is going to be fun because we are in a season of celebrating the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Before we get into today's conversation, I'm going to do a couple of things at Afrotech News. But I'm recording this episode the day before MLK Day 2024. You likely won't hear it till after. But because there's a man I want to introduce to you in order to deduce the idea of wealth generation and accumulation for purpose. Purpose such that when you have it, purpose, the path to wealth generation becomes clearer. Not necessarily easier, but certainly clearer. So the story we'll discuss is one that doesn't get enough attention, in my view. Especially when we talk about the role of entrepreneurship and civil rights and the power of Black people having money. So I'm excited to get into this conversation. But first, yeah, Afrotech News. Let's do that. Honeypot Co., the Honeypot Company reached a new milestone. A big shout out to Beatrice Dixon in their mission to provide quality feminine and sexual wellness products to consumers. The brand founded by Beatrice closed on a $380 million partnership deal with Compass Diversified one of the nation's largest investment firms, to expand on the black woman-owned company's goal to communizing feminine care for women. Dixon, she will remain the CEO and innovation officer at Honey Pot Co. And said in a statement, "We're excited to embark on this partnership with Cody, a firm that aligns seamlessly with our values and is dedicated to championing our vision of destigmatizing feminine care through accessible products and 33 promoting holistic wellness, both inside and out." Honey Pot Co. offers a variety of plant-based feminine products made with quality care without harmful chemicals. And she launched the company in 2014 after suffering a medical condition for like 8 months. And according to the company's website, an ancestor came to her in her dreams, inspiring her to create products that could heal herself holistically through herbs. And since then, the feminine care line has been on shelves at major retailers like Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and more. They will still keep their 15-member leadership team and existing owners with a minority stake in the business. And Dixon believes that the partnership will help Honey Pot Co. reach more consumers soon. So big shout out to Beatrice Dixon. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about wealth, how you do it. Also, next one is Global Infrastructure Partners, co-founded by Adebayo Ogunlesi, a Nigerian founder, is going to be acquired by BlackRock for $12.5 billion. They are doing it on the continent. So shout out to all the listeners who are on the continent and subscribers of this podcast. Y'all killing it. Appreciate and respect what y'all are doing. Keep doing that. The announced acquisition of the $100 billion asset firm, or the Bayou founded, spiked his personal net worth to an estimated $2.3 billion. According to Bloomberg, Global Infrastructure Partners was founded back in 2006 and raised over $5 billion. And what's more, the Global Independent Infrastructure Fund Managers website says the companies in its equity portfolio have a combined annual revenues accumulated over $80 billion. They focus on energy, transportation, digital, water, waste sectors, and GIP, Global Infrastructure Partners, works to originate proprietary transactions, conduct deep and extensive due diligence, structure and close investments, employ best practice operating management, effectively manage stakeholder relationships, and identify exit opportunities. Along the almost 20-year history of GIP, the firm secured ownership of London, England's Gatwick and City airports, as well as Edinburgh, Scotland's airport. In addition, it invested in gas pipelines, power plants, offshore wind farms, port operators, and more, per reports. Ogunlesi, who's chief, he's CEO, is calculated to have a 17.5% stake, which I guess is how they get to the $2.3 billion. Bloomberg Billionaires Index gives that and a total fortune of about $2.3 billion. An equal split of GIP's $12.5 billion acquisition price would give the firm's 27 other partners stakes worth more than $380 million each. A little bit about him, Adebayo Ogunlesi. He earned an undergrad degree from the University of Oxford in England, MBA from Harvard. Then he pivoted to banking. He was the head of Credit Suisse's investment banking division, became the lead independent director at Goldman Sachs Group in 2014. But he's set to resign from Goldman Sachs following the close of this deal. So he's still working at Goldman Sachs, which I love, because we all feel like we all got to quit our jobs to go do something else. And this is proof that you do not have to quit your job to go do something else. He just sold a company for $12.5 billion and still has a job at Goldman Sachs. I love this. As of this report, he is the chair president. He's the chair of President Biden's National Infrastructure Advisory Council and serves on the Topgolf Callaway Brands corporate board. So big shout out to you, Adebayo, and to all the entrepreneurs of the diaspora. We are cheering for you. So if you believe in investing, you'll appreciate this one, because there's some positive to this thing I'm about to read, and there's some negatives to it also. But the first positive: young black investors are investing in the stock market, young black people are investing at higher rates than we used to, according to a study conducted in 22, but just released by Ariel Investments and Charles Schwab. 68% of black respondents under 40 are now investing in stocks, in comparison to 57% of younger white respondents. And Ariel Patrick, chief communication officer at Ariel Investments, which is a black owned firm, by the way, told The Wall Street Journal, quote, "You're seeing topics of money and investing coming up at the dinner table slightly more among black families than they had ever before. And this is largely credited, well, I should say, unquote, this is largely credited to the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, which shifted different financial habits for Americans and led to the first investment in the stock market for many people." But here's the important thing. There is an alarming trend here, which was reported by the two firms, between black investors and white investors. It does appear, first, that people are energized and engaged when it comes to investing. But the alarming thing about this is the lack of education about those investments. 47% of black investors and 45% of white investors reported they had invested their money in a sector where they lacked full understanding. Rule number one, don't do that. Black investors also mentioned they were more likely to inform their investment decisions based on sources that are less credible. As a matter of fact, 33% of black investors linked their investment interest to information found on TikTok, IG, Twitter, Facebook. A higher number, much higher number than white investors, which was less than 25%. We gotta stop doing that. Melody Hobson, who I love, co-CEO and president of Ariel Investments, said about the study, "The confluence of low stock market participation, appetite for risky investment options, and alarming lack of knowledge about fundamental investing principles is a red flag about the critical need for greater investment education. Many new and younger investors have never experienced market volatility like we've seen in the past couple of years, and we have a responsibility to educate these new investors about the value of long-term investing to build wealth and achieve financial security." That's your Afro Tech News. By the time you hear this episode, it will be at least the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2024. But I'm recording it on the day we set aside to honor the giant of civil rights and social justice. Not only social justice, because that would wildly undersell his priorities, but also educational justice, economic justice, and more.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth. so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sitting inside a jail in 1963 was Dr. King and Reverend Ralph Abernathy, who were arrested in the streets of Birmingham, Alabama, for leading protests, peaceful protests, I might add, against segregation. Dr. King would spend 8 days in jail before being bailed out, and during that time of just over a week, he would write Letter from Birmingham Jail, which is still famous today. It includes lines like, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Justice too long delayed is justice denied, and one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws," things that you and I hear often. These lines are lines that many, when honoring Dr. King, remind us of, and they're often even quoted by those who don't even know he's responsible for them. Now, this letter, the letter from Birmingham Jail, wasn't addressed to the public he was leading or calling to action, but to other men of the clergy, men who were reverends and ministers of faith who you might think would be standing behind him or beside him, even though they were white, but they were instead critical of his methods, suggesting he should fight for justice by using the law, not civil disobedience, which was the method he took. Now, mind you, it was the laws, ironically, at the time, that were the tools of those who oppressed us. That's how they did it. Now, note, it's important to say that many people who praise Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today and many of those who sobbed when he died were the very ones who stood staunchly against him and made it harder for him when he was alive. But I digress. Now, having started this episode this way, you might think I'm going to spend the rest of our time together reminding us of the virtues of the civil rights movement by way of Dr. King's activities. But I'm going to honor the work another way. I'll do it by telling you the story briefly of Arthur George Gaston, better known as A.G. Gaston, and in parallel, make a case for entrepreneurship and wealth generation and accumulation. Now, some of you know, because you're an avid listener here, that I was once a radio DJ, and I spent about 12 years on the radio as a top-rated host in my hometown of Toledo, Ohio, and in Detroit also on several radio stations. I remember receiving a marketing lesson from one of my program directors on how to engage an audience on the radio. And I think the rules apply here, because there are key lessons in storytelling and in captivation. He said these simple lines that go, tell them what you're going to do, tell them what you're doing, then tell them what you did. Tell them what you're going to do, tell them what you're doing, then tell them what you did. These keys allow you to prepare an audience for a good time, which should build their excitement and allow them to get in the right frame of mind to receive what you're about to deliver. Then, while they're engaged in the experience, when you tell them what you're doing, you bring awareness to the quality being presented or guide them to clues that they might be missing, which would enhance the experience while it's happening. In closing, tell them what you did. This puts a seal on what they should have taken away from the journey, helps them more appropriately appreciate what they just received, and bakes into their medium to long-term memory the experience. So I'm going to do that for you today. First, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, then I'll do it, and close this episode out with key learnings and encouragement based on our discussion. What I want to talk about today is the power of riches, how you use finances to make an impact on the things you care about, and briefly, how one Black entrepreneur achieved his financial success and then used it to advance civil rights. When we think about getting money, too many of us give an outsized weight to the selfish reasons for accumulation. I'll first say there is no problem with driving something better, living in a higher quality home, or eating better foods and affording to do so. What I mean more specifically is the question we've heard before of, would you even know what to do with $1 million if you had it? Now, I know everyone listening raised their hands like, I definitely know what to do with $1 million. And you're right, I'm talking about the other listeners who also raised their hands. You're good. But trust me, they don't know what to do with it. And I'm trying to help them, because what they thought about at that moment of all the things they wanted to do were only about how they were going to upgrade their own lives. But what too many of us don't understand about wealth, true wealth, is that it doesn't flow towards the selfish. No matter how many times you see someone on IG with a money phone, or how many Prada bags you see that Real Housewife of wherever with, wealth flows towards places it can grow. So let's not ever get confused about that. And that is, again, not to say that you can't have nice things. You can do well while doing well. And that's the point. So for 2 seconds, I'll just go in and say this. If you will follow me for a second, cash, dollars, moolah are a proxy. We use this paper we hold so dear to simply make exchanges. Other than that, the U.S. dollar is merely 25% linen, 75% cotton, mixed up in a special blend. Japanese yen is oriental paper brush in the back of pulp. Dollars are a proxy for power, which means they stand in, allowing us to trade this for that more easily than otherwise. And if dollars are simply proxies for power, then what is power? What are we trading this linen and paper blend in our wallets for? We trade it to realize the impact we want to make in the world, or a change that we want to see. Whether that change is the ownership of the title to a car from being in the dealership's hands to mine, or an impact on the quality of education our kids can have access to. Now, whether or not you agree with the specific impact a wealthy person is making is besides the point. The point is that power needs to be exercised in order for it to be maintained and grown. A.G. Gaston was a wealthy black man who was born in 1892 and died in 1996 at 103 years old. Mr. Gaston understood his riches had a responsibility and tried to balance his commitment to business with his loyalty to the black community. He wasn't like the biggest businessman that didn't care about anything except business, and he wasn't the biggest civil rights and social justice guy who didn't care about anything except social justice and civil rights. He tried to balance in between both worlds. And I said before, what's important about A.G. Gaston's place in history is the impact he had on civil rights, and we know very little about it. We don't talk about him often, but he's intriguing to me. He did things in business when many of us saw constraints, and I love that just in and of itself. There are times and seasons in our lives where around us we only see obstacles, whether that be the neighborhoods we live in, the, you know, the law, the legal system around us, the financial situation we may have been born into, the educational things that we've attained or lack or didn't attain. But some people decide to look past those obstacles and find their way. A.G. Gaston looked at the obstacles squarely in the eye and made a way leveraging those obstacles. I'm getting ahead of myself. He was born in a log cabin in Demopolis, Alabama, 1892. And like many of us entrepreneurs, there were signs early in life that he had the bug. His first business reportedly was a business selling rides on a tree swing in his grandparents' backyard. He'd get paid in buttons. He was a miner at the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company when he got the idea for his first company, which was a burial society. This is back when black people didn't really have dignified funerals. And this was what he built was effectively an insurance organization to ensure that when we died, we could have some dignity at our funeral. The story goes that he charged 25 cents each week to all the members of the society in effort to raise enough and put enough in the kitty so that when somebody dies, that money would be able to support that funeral. But before he actually banked enough to cover anybody's expenses, having just $10 set aside, a member died, and this resulted in a $100 bill that he couldn't meet. But he was undeterred and made payment arrangements with the funeral home. The person got their respectful service. Gaston got a nod of confidence from the minister who officiated, who said, "From now on, everyone in this town is going to pay for this society because Gaston's got a vision." And that's how his fortune started. He went on to own several funeral homes, an insurance company, a savings and loan bank, a business college, and even a motel, the Gaston Motel. Understanding the power of his dollars, he went to the bank where he held his money and told them that if they didn't remove segregated water fountains in the lobby, he'd move his millions elsewhere. That's power. Arthur George Gaston would be the man who'd bail out Dr. King when he was arrested in that jail in Birmingham, allowing him the opportunity to get back to the work of the people. Dr. King might have remained in jail for however long further had this black entrepreneur, this black millionaire, not intervened with his checkbook.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real steaks, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
This was a man who understood that while he could drive a Cadillac Eldorado, which he did back then, he could also provide dignified accommodations for traveling civil rights leaders in his hotel and other Black people who would otherwise be turned away from other hotel providers. He had the power to donate money to the legal team of Authorene Lacey, an African-American woman who filed a lawsuit to integrate the graduate school at the University of Alabama. He had the power to provide financial assistance to Tuskegee activists who were forced out of their homes because they challenged voting discrimination. Justice with no economics is not justice at all. And having means but no aim to build your community serves nobody. But I don't want you to get this twisted. It wasn't that he had to agree with everything Dr. King or other civil rights activists believed in or their methods, because he didn't. In fact, he was quite conservative. Yes, he provided a lot of financial backing for the civil rights movement, but he realized he didn't have to have the only valid opinion on tactics. He didn't agree necessarily with protests, especially in Birmingham. He was a man of stature in that community, and the business community specifically, they respected him, at least to the point of, you know, what he had. And he tried to get white businessmen in Birmingham to meet with those civil rights leaders to get them to help resolve the issues that inspired the protests or the would-be protests in the first place, which was about segregation. Dr. King said, look, if you want to keep us segregated, we'll hold our money and we won't shop in your stores during the Easter holiday season, which was the second biggest shopping season of the year. Dr. King was leading the whole community, the whole black community, be like, nah, we're going to hold our money. We're not going to spend it. A.G. Gaston didn't want that, as he knew it would turn out bad. Protesting would turn out bad for Dr. King. So he thought there might be other ways to achieve the same goals. Now, who's right, who's wrong? That's up for, you know, history to decide. What I'm making the case for is that, yes, there may have been other ways, and the way you choose is the way you choose. And just because the other person does it differently doesn't mean they're right or wrong. The point here is that what he had achieved allowed him a seat at the table to have a voice, a very powerful voice, one people would listen to. While Dr. King marched anyway, the effort A.G. Gaston put into getting the sides to sit and talk actually did have an impact. Not before the march, obviously, but after the march. There was just a few weeks after he was arrested, the negotiations worked out. They resolved those terms. A.G. Gaston spent $160,000 bailing Dr. King out, which allowed him to get back to work. Now, there were more radical civil rights folks who didn't like that A.G. Gaston had these alternative ways, these more sit down and talk methods of working out these issues. So they called him Uncle Tom. And it's reported that he said, if wanting to spare children and save lives brings peace, if that's Uncle Tom-ish, then I want to be a super Uncle Tom. Now, whatever you feel about that, you can feel about that. But here's what I glean from that sort of position is there is a conversation to be had of your way of doing things may not be my way of doing things. And the ways that work for me to get things accomplished may not be the way that works for you. And we've got to be okay with the methods people choose to take. At the end of the day, what we are trying to do is move the ball forward for our communities, for our families, generate wealth, generate freedom, better health, better access to better education, etc., live in better communities and all these things. The way you go about doing it may not be the way that I do it. And so what I got from what he was saying, it kind of speaks to, and I've said it before on this podcast, is there are folks who rightly, you know, wave the flag of like, look, big tech companies of the world, you should hire more black people. And they should. It's the right thing to do. That effort is just not my effort. My effort is to get more of us building big tech companies. That does not make you wrong and me right. That doesn't make me wrong and you right. It's just we have different missions. My mission is to get us to build our own tables. Then we can put whoever we want at the tables. I want to build our own black tech companies, our own Googles that may be founded by black people, our own Facebooks and Metas, and, you know, that may be founded. I want to get more of us building humongous companies and businesses. And there is something to be said for the efforts of people who hold these other companies to the fire. That is worthy work. And neither one of us is wrong in that. But there are methods that you choose to take that other people believe you should be doing the way that they do it. What A.G. Gaston was passionate about was getting us to have power inside the structure so that we could change the structure. And first, we would have to empower ourselves economically. And there were ways that we could do that in our own communities. That's what his particular passion was. That's what his mission was. So even though he didn't agree with all the ways, what he had built in his own business and his own enterprises allowed him to assist the movement. And that's important. It's important for us to know it also. This was not a man who was very outspoken about his work. And he did a lot for the civil rights movement, particularly even with the power of his wallet. But he was not outspoken. You weren't going to see him on a bullhorn. As early as the 1920s, they talk about, you know, he was encouraging his customers to save money. He understood money was power. Having capital was power. And he was working to get black people registered to vote.
so that we could exercise our power in numerous ways with our capital and at the ballot box. So what I'm hoping you take from the story of Arthur George Gaston, and see, he wasn't loud about his moves, and he didn't need to be. His superpower was that he knew his power, and he knew how to grow it, and he knew how to use it to make the changes he wanted to see in the world. His rules for success were printed by the Birmingham News in 1996, and my favorite line was this one. He said, "Find a need and fill it. Successful businesses are founded on the needs of people." What need can you fill in your community or in the world? We need you to be successful. Yes, you. We need to have you fill a void in the marketplace or to serve up better options than those that are currently available. Today, people like myself view A.G. Gaston as an inspiration, an entrepreneur who built companies not just for personal reward, but because he knew that finding success allows him to create opportunities. He also said, "Don't get too big-headed with little fellows. That's where the money is." And I love that quote because I translate it to mean building for the overlooked subgroups. Riches are in the niches. Consider those groups of people that are considered minorities today, whether you're building for the Black community today or other groups of people, like people who were into anime 10 years ago. Those groups have either or are projected to grow over time. So when you serve them well while they're small and easier to gain traction in, you set up yourself for success long term. In honor of Dr. King, when you build your wealth, as you build your wealth, you become not only a person who makes a difference for Black issues, amplifying change with your capital, you also become a representation of all the great things that become possible when Black people have money. If you got something out of this episode, let me know. I'm on IG at Will Lucas. I'd love to hear about your thoughts, comments. If you have other perspectives, I would love that too. Share this episode with somebody.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.